The following is a special presentation of WMUN Muncie. He's been called one of the most talented writers in Muncie and beyond. The late John Carlson wrote weekly columns for MuncieJournal.com and for over 7 years amassed over 350 stories that still have meaning today on that website. John wrote in a very vivid manner, and his stories are now being brought back to life as amazing audio versions. Our narrator for these revisited stories is former attorney and radio host Bruce Munson on WMUN.
We seem to be living in the era of drones, a time when those remotely controlled flying machines are used for everything from firing missiles and clocking speeders to aerial surveys and offshore shark patrols. That's why I got one. Well, okay, I didn't actually get one. I was given a drone by my friend at Ball State University, Dean Paige Turner. Why? It might have something to do with BSU's We Fly campaign. Either that, or it was in grateful recognition of my selfless efforts as a journalism student long ago to contribute huge sums of money to what is now fondly remembered as the golden age of that campus saloon, The Chug. No need to thank me, folks. Somebody had to step up and do it. Anyway, as soon as I received word my new drone was coming, I got all happy inside. That's because I've always been nuts about flying machines. Indeed, I've had one form of pilot's license or another in my wallet since I was a lad of 15. Given that, let's just say I was confident I could handle my new drone as adroitly as I can scratch an armpit without even having to look for it. That was a good thing, considering the way my mind was racing with drone ambitions. Like, I could see it on garden patrol, guarding against a wave of deadly bunnies. I could see it transporting a propane container to the gas grill on our back deck when the old one petered out under some half-cooked hamburgers. I could even see it delivering stacks of frozen pizzas from my neighborhood Payless to my kitchen during paralyzing snowstorms. Then my drone arrived, Nancy having spotted it in our mailbox. "Our mailbox?" I said doubtfully as she tossed me the envelope. Right then I knew that if my drone ever delivered me a pizza, it was going to have to be a pepperoni bagel bite. But since preparing my little drone for flight, I've learned that appreciating it is a simple matter of scaling back my expectations. First, I had to charge it, which involved electronics. Electronics have been a sore subject around our house for 30 years, ever since our son was a rookie 4-H'er tasked with building a simple light switch. Chuckling good-naturedly at the poor little guy's bumbling efforts, I told him to step aside and let the old man lend a hand. How'd that work out? Let's just say, until he was called up front at the awards ceremony, I had no idea they even handed out black ribbons. This, of course, got me in very deep doo-doo with Nancy, who was a respected 4-H leader at the time. In dooming our son to winning the Did Not Complete award, I saddled him with the most embarrassing level of 4-H failure possible. To hear his mother describe it, my screwing up that simple switch was as bad as helping him raise a pig that went berserk and attacked a class of visiting first graders. Put another way, thanks to me, at just 7 years of age, he was already known as the 4-H'er least likely to go to Purdue for anything to do with electronics, unless someday his car battery crapped out near West Lafayette on I-65. So now, as a matter of personal pride, I was determined to get my drone airborne. And I did pretty well, if I must say so myself. I figured out how to strap the wrist controller to my right hand and make the little gizmos on its control panel light up. Even more impressive, I figured out how to make the bigger gizmos on the cowling surrounding my drone's four black propellers flash as if I were some seasoned drone pilot. There was art involved, too. Reading the operating instructions printed with letters the size of amoeba, I started memorizing the hand control motions that were the key to my drone's successful operation. These were graceful moves, of a visually poetic nature that called to mind the dancing of no less an artist than ballet legend Rudolf Nureyev. My hand swooping left and right, ascending and descending, as my drone followed suit. That was the plan, anyhow. So what did this intimate mating of man and machine feel like? Beats me. My drone stayed stuck to my desk like a swatted fly. Try as I might to master the movements directing it through the air with me at the controls, it looked more like Rudolph's no-count brother Booger Nureyev was trying to fly that sucker. Half an hour after beginning my quest, I gave up, instead flying it around my man cave like a kid with a new model airplane, holding it in my hand while making spitty engine sounds with my tongue poked between my lips. That doesn't mean I'm permanently grounded, though. With a little more practice, I will get the drone Paige so kindly sent me into the sky. That'll be the day when my drone becomes as reliable a dinner table companion as the napkins and the silverware. I just have to remember to keep its load appropriately light. Care for another Cheez-It, my dear? I'll casually ask Nancy at the other end of the table, and if she says yes, I'll fly that Cheez-It, taped to a thread hanging from my drone to her plate, lickety-split. Should she ask for another tea bag, I'll do the same. Ditto for, say, an olive. And should Nancy start sniffling with guilt at my kindness, despite her bitter reaction years ago when I stuck our son with a black ribbon for screwing up electrical switches, well, I'll just drone her a Kleenex.
Narrated by Bruce Munson, you've been listening to a special WMUN radio audio cast of John Carlson's stories as they appear on MuncieJournal.com from executive producer Mike Rhodes. Listen for more of John's stories on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.